Hello, everyone. I'm Harvey Brownstone, and today I'm pleased to welcome a singer, songwriter, and musician from the UK who came to international attention as a member of the highly popular English rock band Ocean Colour Scene. After touring with the band as a guitarist and vocalist for 11 years, he decided to embark on a solo career. In 2016, he released his first album, Thinkin', Drinkin', Singin', containing his hit songs Hole in the Road, Drift Away, and Fool No More. His much-anticipated second album will be released early next year. He's already released one single, Do It All for Love, and he's about to release his latest single, Baby, Let Me Hold You Tonight. I'm so happy to welcome Andy Bennett to our show. Andy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Andy, I know you started out in a band called Shakers, which became Sergeants, which became The Elements. How did you end up joining Ocean Colour Scene?
Well, long story. But we got the time. So I moved with my parents. And where I moved to, the guy that lived next door but one had not long moved there, and he was in a band. He was about 10 years older than I could see him out the back of my window, my bedroom window, and he'd be loading up his van to go to his little gigs. And it was Steve Craddock from Ocean Colour Scene. But he was obviously in a band called, you know, it wasn't Ocean Colour Scene at that point, it was called The Boys, and obviously became Ocean Colour Scene. And when in 2003-04, when the original bass player left, I got a phone call to be invited to do the Ronnie Lane tribute show with them at the Albert Hall. And the rest is history, as they say.
I understand that Steve Craddock of Ocean Colour Scene taught you to play guitar when you were like 8 or 9 years old.
That's right. He agreed to teach me £5 every Monday night for about a year when I was 8. Yeah, he did a great job.
One of the big highlights in your career with Ocean Colour Scene was when you and the band played at Royal Albert Hall. Can you tell us about that night?
Well, we did it. The first time I played with them as a proper member was at the Royal Albert Hall, and that was doing the Ronnie Lane tribute show. But we did it again as our proper show as the Ocean Colour Scene, because it was their 21st anniversary of being Ocean Colour Scene from 89 to 2010. So 2010, we played that. And it was a wonderful night. It was a fantastic night. I'll never forget it. You know, I got to sing the song that I wrote and absolutely loved it. I thought it was fantastic. Great venue.
In 2012, the band also performed in Hyde Park in front of hundreds of thousands of fans. That must have been incredibly exciting.
Oh, it was amazing. Absolutely. Yeah, Hyde Park. I mean, come on, it's where the Stones played, and just, you know, brilliant.
You wrote the song Old Pair of Jeans, which was on two of Ocean Colour Scene's albums. And then you did a new version of the song on your first album with you doing the vocals this time. Obviously, that song has special significance to you, doesn't it?
Right. Well, that's the one that I got to sing at the Royal Albert Hall. I liked the song. I was a bit gutted that I couldn't sing it on the Ocean Colour Scene versions, but obviously they have a great singer in Simon Fowler. So when it was time to do my first album, I thought I'd have a crack at doing it myself, yeah.
Did you have someone in mind when you wrote that song?
Me? Yeah, me.
The song is about you?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So worn and torn, tossed aside like an old pair of jeans, yeah.
What is it that makes you feel tossed aside? I mean, you had an amazing career so far.
Well, maybe it's part of my personal life, actually, to be honest with you, that bit, so.
It looks like that sorted itself out nicely.
Lovely now. Absolutely. Have a great, you know, you just met her. Yeah, she's great.
Andy, you've recorded at the world famous Rockfield Studios, where people like Dave Edmunds, Peter Hamill, Queen, and Motorhead recorded their iconic albums. The studio's located on a farm. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was wonderful. We stayed there actually for quite a while. We did, I think we were there a month or so, recording the Saturday album with Ocean Colour Scene. I mean, as you say, iconic. It's where Queen did Bohemian Rhapsody and Oasis, of, you know, all the people you've just mentioned. And it's strange. I think the story goes that they were two brothers, and one of the brothers has the farm opposite, who's the farmer. And the other brother, who I don't know whether they speak or not, this is the story I heard, the other brother was into rock and roll music and set up a studio. So they kind of hiss at each other over the road, I think.
But what is it about the acoustics in that place that makes albums sound so great?
Yeah, it's just wonderful. I mean, it's still a farm as well. I mean, there's horses, people doing dressage and all sorts while you're recording. But yeah, the going back to the recording side of things, the acoustics are fantastic. We were in the barn side of things, the old studio in the old bit, and it was just incredible to just be there where all those people had passed through and recorded. It was some moment.
Would you like to record another album there someday?
I'd love to record another album. I'd like to record in quite a lot of studios, actually, because you're seeing more and more with the invention of laptops and people getting their home studios going, you know, they're, especially the littler studios, they're in decline, you know. But I really do like to go to studios and use professional engineers. I mean, I'm not a good engineer or anything. So it's nice for me to use people like that, as I did on this new album that's coming out.
I want to ask you about your decision in 2015 to leave Ocean Colour Scene. What made you decide to leave the band?
Well, for the last, like you say, 11, 12 years, I'd been playing. And I'm sideman for them, really. You know, it's predominantly guitar, second guitar, and then bass for the last 3 years with them. And backing vocals. And really, like you said at the beginning, I'm a singer-songwriter. And I just felt that I needed to get out and become, you know, become the front man, become the singer.
So then the obvious question is, you were with the band for 11 years. What took so long for you to get the courage to launch your own solo career?
Well, a lot of things happened, like I said earlier, in my personal life. And it was just, I was just stuck in a rut, I think, I believe. I mean, my time with Ocean Colour Scene was just fantastic. I mean, I wouldn't take it back for the world. I loved it. I love those guys. They're great. But yeah, it did take a lot of doing to just kick me up the backside, really, to get, you know, to start on my own. Yeah.
Have you ever regretted leaving the band? I hope not.
No, I've never regretted leaving. The guys are great. And who knows, I still play with them anytime, you know, but I like doing what I'm doing. I like the musicians I get to play with. I like where I record and I love the people that I'm working with. I think it's opened up a whole new thing for me, really, you know, and playing the places I'm playing, recording where I'm recording. And also the songs that I'm writing now, they're different from what Ocean Colour Scene wrote. So yeah, I'm really happy the way it's going.
I have to tell you this, Andy, as a new fan, I've discovered your music in preparation for this interview. Your songwriting style is very melodic and lyrical and poetic. You must have been very frustrated to be singing background vocals, playing other people's songs, when you clearly have your own gift that needs to be shared with the world. You have a distinctive and instantly recognizable voice.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that. And yeah, a little bit frustrated, but eventually, you know, I'm there now, so we're getting there.
Your music and especially your lyrics give me the impression that you're a very sensitive and romantic man who really believes in the power of love. Am I right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there.
Who are the songwriters and musicians that were your musical influences?
Well, obviously Lennon, McCartney and Harrison, Bob Dylan, Pete Ham, as you said earlier, from Badfinger, Crosby, Stills, Nash, you know, everyone really that's anyone. I mean, Holland, Dozier Holland on the Motown side, and, you know, people like that, Barrett Strong, just all the greats, really. I've got a really massive record collection. So
I even detect a kind of a James Taylor in your style too.
Okay, yeah, love James Taylor as well. Yeah, absolutely. Carole King, Carly Simon, all that.
Yeah, it strikes me that your fans can get an emotional education listening to your music. That's how I felt listening to it.
Oh, well, great. I do talk a bit while I'm on stage about, if I'm doing a cover, say, of a Harry Chapin song, I'll tell them about the artist I'm going to, you know, sing a song by.
Your first solo album, Thinkin', Drinkin', Singin', was very well received by music critics and the public. Is it true that all of the songs from that album were written quite a long time ago, even before you left Ocean Colour Scene?
Yeah, they were all written during my time in Ocean Colour Scene throughout those 11 years. Yeah, so I cherry-picked them really for that album. Even though that album was it was haphazardly put together with a friend of mine, Danny. It was just something to get out, if you know what I mean. Needed something to go out there and then. And we did it within about, I think it was done in a couple of weeks. And then the rest of the time was just trying to get somebody to put it out. And then it came out But really, the new stuff, this next album, and this obviously this single that's coming out, this is the one that's I've taken my time over. Not in recording so much. I mean, this again was only a couple of weeks of recording, but really picking the songs. This Baby Let Me Hold You Tonight, the new single that's coming out. I mean, that's another one that's an old song. I've recorded it a few times, but I was never really happy with the sound of it, or the tempo of it, or there's always something about it it wasn't right. But I think I've got it now.
I think you do too. I've listened to it all morning preparing for the interview, actually. When you were with Ocean Colour Scene, you were part of a rock band, but now that you're a solo artist, do you consider yourself a rock singer?
Yeah, I'm still sort of a rock singer. I mean, I do like the kind of folk rock part as well. I mean, I do a lot of gigs when it's just me with an acoustic guitar, but also I get a band together every so often. So there's a festival coming up and I've just done a festival and I'll use a band for that. So I'll use some great, great musicians. And that's another good thing about being solo is you get to pick, some fantastic musicians to play with.
I see you as having this singer-songwriter vibe that's more in the mainstream pop category than rock. Am I off base here?
No, you're probably right. I'm just not very good at pigeonholing myself. Do you know? I've never really liked to pigeonhole. People say, oh, what's your genre or whatever? I really don't know. Like yourself telling me, that's, I kind of agree with that really, yeah.
Yeah, I see you as pop with a rock vibe, but you're very much a sensitive singer-songwriter, and the world needs that right now. I think you have a healing message in your songs, and it goes beyond rock, but that's just me as a fan.
Well, thank you very much. I'll take it.
One of the things, Andy, that I really love about your music is that it's very optimistic. You write about love and relationships and hope, and a lot of your songs are beautiful ballads. Where do you get your inspiration as a songwriter?
Well, they come from real life, like you said, they're mainly about love. Yeah, you've got to be optimistic, especially in this day and age, especially with the year that we've just had, or coming up to 2 years we're having. And we do need that kind of optimism. We need love in the world. We need understanding, and we need to keep writing, and we need to perform, and we need musicians to be able to get out there and play more, because unfortunately ours is the last profession back to work. We're going to be the last industry that are allowed to do gigs and stuff, and that's how musicians earn money these days. I don't know how most people have been getting on. Everybody's been struggling, but musicians especially, you don't earn money from records anymore. Very few of us do. We earn money from playing live, and we're not allowed to play live, which is a shame. But if football's allowed back, or soccer as you call it, why can't music come back?
Oh, absolutely. Do you mind if I tell you my favorite of your songs?
Please do.
The Boy with the Troubled Soul.
That's my favorite too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a message there. Live the best life you possibly can. Remember that growth happens even after we've been sitting there not progressing.
Agreed. Yeah. There you go.
Is that the message? That's what I get from it.
Exactly. Yeah. It does what it says on the tin, that song. Yeah.
I really love your song Drift Away. And I love the video of you in the boat on the River Avon. Was that you who did all that whistling?
Do you know, I do it live, but that's my friend Danny McCormack, who plays keyboards for Roy Wood and works with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. He's got a beautiful whistling voice. So when we were recording that song, I said, you better do this rather than me.
But when you perform it live in concert, then you have to do it.
I do it now. Yeah. Whether he does it, because he's going to come out with me and do a festival with me. If we play that song, I'll probably get him to do it again. He's got one of those wonderful whistle, old school whistler's voice. When you see an old school painter in a movie painting and whistling, they could do back then. But he's got one of those. So I'll probably get him to do it if he's in the band.
That would be really cool, actually. I hope you bring him on tour when you come to America.
Oh, definitely. He's wonderful. Such a talented musician.
So, Andy, tell us about your new song, Baby, Let Me Hold You Tonight. It has the feel of an anthem with cutting vocals, great harmonies. I really loved it. I think it's going to do very well, Andy, because we can all relate to the lyrics of having a crush on someone we've never met.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So that's an old song again, a few years ago now, well before I met my wonderful wife, Rena. And I was in a club playing a late night gig. Before we were with Sargent, the band Sargent. We're in the bar, and in the bar, there's this little group on. And the drummer at the back was this young girl playing drums, really funky, really cool. I never saw her again, but, you know, she caught my attention that night. And there you go. I went home and wrote that song.
Is your wife okay with that?
She's okay. I just say it's about her. It was always about her, really.
Yeah. When I was doing my research for this interview, I found a short clip of The Boy with the Troubled Soul, and I'm really hoping you release that song soon because I think it's going to be a huge success. You know, the melody and the message really fit together very well.
Okay, well, that was my choice for single. I got vetoed for Babe, which is fine. But yeah, that is my favorite song, so it possibly could come out as a single. If I get my way, it will. You know.
Okay, well, for whatever it's worth... For whatever it's worth, I'm giving you my vote in favor of The Boy with the Troubled Soul.
Did you hear that, love? She heard.
Your new album is coming out early next year. It sounds like you made very good use of your time during the pandemic, working on your songwriting and guitar playing and recording the album.
Right. Well, there wasn't much else to do, was there? So, yeah, I did. I did guitar courses online. I did start writing songs, and I obviously went into the studio. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Well, how did you get all the instrumentation on the tracks without being able to get a band together in a recording studio?
I had to play all the instruments as best I could myself.
Really?
Yeah.
That is phenomenal.
Well, they're all right. You know, I did as best I could. The only things I don't play on there are the strings, which Danny, we were able to send him the tracks. And he scored the strings for me and then put the pianos down for me, because if you've got him, there's no point in putting piano down yourself. He's just too good. But everything else, I was able to, like the drums, the bass and all the guitars and some of the backing vocals. I got a couple of girls in to do a couple of the backing vocals, actually, some great singers from Birmingham in England. They were able to come in at a point when we were a bit relaxing the laws just before Christmas, before we locked down again. I was able to get the girls in, and they did the backing vocals on Baby Let Me Hold You Tonight and another song called Cross My Mind. Have you got the whole album?
Yes, I do. I won't tell you how I got it, but I love it. I was going to ask you, did you do those background vocals as well? Because not only do you play instruments, but you have an amazing falsetto, but you just explained it.
Yeah, I did some, but no, there's girls on that, yeah.
Andy, one of the reasons I'm so happy to have you on our show is to introduce you to people on this side of the pond who haven't really discovered you yet. I think North American audiences will really love your music, and I'm excited to have this opportunity to showcase your talent.
Well, I can't thank you enough, and I'd really love to get over there. Obviously, I mean, my idols come from America, really, you know, and Canada, Neil Young.
Well, Andy, I've so enjoyed meeting you and listening to your music in preparation for this interview. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on our show.
Thank you, Harvey. And I hope we catch up at some point in the new future.
I wish you the best of luck with the new single and the new album. And I hope you'll come back when you're ready to announce your North American tour, because I know it's coming.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
And I hope you leave me a backstage pass. I want to come backstage and meet you in person.
Of course. It's done.
Thank you. Our guest has been singer-songwriter Andy Bennett. My name is Harvey Brownstone. Thank you to our producer, Steve Silver. Thank you all for joining us. See you next time.
Be sure to check out more interviews by Harvey Brownstone on this podcast channel.